the whole mentality of being pro car and the car being part of our life. These consultancy companies try to attract them by saying, okay, you will get a car, you will get a cart to for a gas. It's still part of our tax system, and I think Belgium is really very well known for this. And I don't really see it changing that soon. What is your opinion on that? Because I guess we will have to tackle the tax benefits as well, because it plays a big role overall, right? So if everybody that goes to work gets a car as part of a benefit, that will always play a part of how people travel to Brussels, right? Because a lot of people work in Brussels and they all get a car. What is your opinion on that? And how do you think? Can we change it maybe? You already talked about car sharing. We have parkings around Brussels where people can park and then take the tram or the metro to enter. So there are already solutions. But how can we make a bigger impact over time? What is your opinion on this?
But when it's not paid in money, but paid with a car or a gasoline card, they don't have to pay less taxes on it, the employer. That's the way it is, and it has to be changed. Basically, it has to be changed. I think some people need that, and people who really need a car, so you could continue to do that. But the ones who don't need a car, you have to give other possibilities, like a mobility budget, or if someone says you live outside Brussels, you work in Brussels, you want to move to Brussels, we will pay you the moving costs, we will intervene in the rent of your apartment, things like that you can do to put alternatives to push people more into to live into cities. So that's the kind of thing I think we should reform much more. And it's true, everybody says that the way that we have this federal tax system is promoting company cars. And initially, company cars were, what's for managers. But now the lower management, nearly everybody, just an IT consultant, will get a company car. And it's a way to attract people. So, yeah, it's. I think you should not abolish it at once because that will not be easy, but I think you should reform it and give real alternatives to people, and then you will see when people get real alternatives that they will start to choose. But you're right too. In the city itself, we should continue, and I'm a little bit sad that my predecessor on mobility stopped constructing transit parkings. I think that we should do that. I think also that we need this metro line today in Brussels to Bordeaux, where we can build a big transit parking and commuters can put a car there and take the subway. Same thing, direction to Ghent, that we go Groot Bijgaarde, build a subway line there too with a big transit parking. And then at the same time, you can do the entrance way to one lane in every direction, because you can say to people, okay, you have the alternative of the subway. So, yeah, I think we still need to do, but one of the big challenges that will be have to be addressed in the next legislative period in Brussels will be the financing of everything of that, because that's a big issue. And it's an issue that is already on the table and will be much more on the table the coming months and years. So it was a big challenge, not only for Brussels, but for many other cities, how to finance these costly investments. And one of the things I think that should be changed there is the way that the European Union is calculating the budgets, because today an investment in a subway, you cannot spread it over years. It's something that is have to be taken at once in the budget, and that's too much. So I think that has to be, yeah, there are things that has to be changed.